This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With the world, Monday brings us back around into our position of prominence, hopefully in your day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. Kara Schillen is a genius. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. She just helped me fix a malady on my computer, and I don't understand, and neither does she, how it happened. But I was listening to something that was very motivational yesterday afternoon in the car as I was driving from one location to another. And I'm listening to it, and it's nice, interesting information, and so forth. And then it stopped, and I looked down, and I couldn't see anything. There was no light on the screen. So I'm thinking to myself, what the heck happened? Did the screen blow up? It's got a little crack in it, but there's no water exposed. So why did it go dark? Couldn't understand it all afternoon. Megan looked at it, and Miles looked at it. Miles is very interested. I'm trying to... So I just said to Kara a few minutes ago, what do you suppose happened to her? And I sent a note to Brendan to find out, because he and I are having lunch today. Is there a Verizon store nearby? And so I just said to Kara, what's the problem? What do you think the problem is? And she said, go to brightness, and this other is a switchy do-what-care-dunga.
That's exactly what I said, by the way. There's a switchy do-dunger thing.
It's a do-what-care-dunga. So I don't understand, though. I wasn't even touching it, and it went.
This happens to my phone all the time.
Does it?
Yep. I have no idea why, but the screen will just set itself to the darkest level, and I haven't even touched it. It's just Do you have an iPhone 6?
I do.
Yeah, that's what I have. It must be a bug with the 6s. They'll send out an update.
What can we do? Let's do something. What can we do to get them?
Complain, and then they'll send an update that fixes the bug.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's complain. Let's do that. All right, so here we are, ladies and gentlemen, to be happy, to be grateful, to act happy starting the week. Professor Steffen explaining, in essence, Yoda has gotten it right. Yoda is on top of everything. It was this weekend was a very mind-opening experience for me. What did you ladies do for the weekend? What was happening in Jennifer's life that made a difference to you? Your family, the world, what happened?
I had a great weekend, actually. I did.
You have a hole in your wall now. What's the problem
with
that?
That's part of Plumapalooza, which started way back in October and has led to, like, I swear, there's been like 3 or 4 different plumbing problems. Mm-hmm. Never had a single one in this house with my old bathroom, but now, so here we go.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I was wine tasting in Paso Robles this weekend in the Central Coast. And I was up there with a group of my friends, and we had like 13 people, and we went to different wineries. No, we went to a house, or we rented a house which had like 7 bedrooms. It was a great time just to be out in the country, get some fresh air. There was a horse in our driveway. I mean, it was fun. Yeah,
just a random horse in the driveway for extra scenery.
No, he lives there.
Very nice.
Did you rent the horse for scenery?
Mm-hmm. I did, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
So
no cell phone
time.
Service. I mean, it's great. It was great. Yeah.
All right, so Victoria, what kind of nonsensical fun stuff did you do?
We were in beast mode wedding planning all weekend, so we did so much stuff. It was insane. My mom and Lewis and I, we did the caterer, we did the florist, we did the birthday cake, the wedding cake. I found a gluten-free wedding cake that's going to be amazing. Wow. Yeah.
Even though I'm not going to get invited.
I have a wheat allergy, so I can't. Yeah, I can't eat wheat anymore, so I have to, if I want to have a bite of my own wedding cake without getting sick, I need to find a gluten-free.
You notice that, folks?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Really? I said I didn't get invited to the wedding, but I hope I can get a piece of cake sent to me in the mail.
I will definitely send you cake.
There you go.
You didn't get invited to the wedding, Doug?
No. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's awkward.
Don't worry. I won't post any pictures.
Because both Kara and Jennifer are invited. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're each other's dates. That, really? Nothing for you, huh?
No. Wow. We're just doing, it's going to be like 22 people. It's just very small.
Of your favorite people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Me and Jen are two of those people.
Guys, I'm trying to get around this one. Yeah.
Okay. But no, it was really, really fun. And wedding planning is, well, it was super fun for my mom and me. And it was like a little bit of fun for Lewis. He was filling out his brackets the whole time with highlighters. So,
okay, Mark, so Madness. Kara, what'd you do?
I was also in beast mode this weekend, but a little bit of a different beast mode, as I told Victoria, because I saw Beauty and the Beast on Saturday.
Right.
Really?
Which I'll spare you all the details from, because I know you don't care. But I will just tell you, it was very beautiful. It was great. I loved it. And then I raved about it and listened to the soundtrack immediately after the movie for like 20 minutes.
So should I go see it? I didn't go to the movies at all this weekend. I was too busy. Bob and I have our pictures posted at Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV site. See a picture of Bob and I next to the largest Wurlitzer organ in this part of the world. And it's in an old theater that does old movies, old silent movies. And this organ guy accompanies the movie. We sat and watched a Buster Keaton movie. It was awful. But the organ stuff was cute. There was a sing-along. You can imagine I like that. And there was also a Laurel and Hardy movie. And the theater was packed. And so Bob and I went up to the front and had our picture taken. And so that's what we posted. We both
You didn't look so happy,
somber.
Though. He looked,
so it was very
he
somber.
Happy.
It was a very somber occasion. I was told I couldn't sing. And that was right after I was told I couldn't sing that the picture was taken. So you can imagine.
Yeah, you looked mad.
Yeah, I was mad. It was outrageous. Telling me I can't sing? What do you think is going to happen? And Miles wasn't even there.
Stop, please. Miles. Where is he? Kara, we got to hit that every single time Doug mentions singing.
I know that you love saying it yourself, though, so sometimes
no,
I let
you
take
the cuter.
Right
he is way, way cuter.
Yeah. Stop, please.
See? I mean, that's gold.
Miles and I had ice cream last night as a dessert. We had a nice time with that. It was a special kind of... I've never... we went to Montrose, Jennifer, last night.
Oh, you were in my neck of the woods.
We were. It was.
If I had been home, I would have been mad you didn't call me.
Well, you weren't home, though. I knew you were out drinking with the girls.
Right, sure.
Mm-hmm. So, this neat little old village, and they had a couple of nice restaurants in town. It's like a town that time forgot, in essence.
It's a great place.
Yeah, it really is. Nice.
Where'd you get ice cream?
There's a yogurt place on the corner, and then the ice cream place is right up the street on the right after that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. You know, what's really fun, if you take him on a Sunday, they have a farmer's market every Sunday, and they have, like, a little petting zoo and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Really? We usually go to the other, down in Alhambra, not Alhambra. Is it Alhambra? There's a farmer's market we go to on Sunday mornings often over there. But anyway, that's... Miles made it, man. I'll tell you something. That kid is the most precious thing. I wrote a note to, you know, there's a great philosophy, and I was being very philosophical this weekend for lots of reasons, and that's why I came out with the Yoda thing a few minutes ago. Do or do not, there is no try. You've got to do the best you can, or you've got to not do it. Well, no matter what it is, whether it's, I applied that to raising Miles, and what a perfect looking at him, and there's some other little children who were there last night. I was looking at them and thinking about God's perfection and how these beings come into the world as perfect. And Miles, and I, when I see him and I see his mother, the two of them together, it's really it's beautiful, actually. It's quite cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute. Aww.
Yeah, it is. All right, so anyway, that takes care of
it. I saw a piglet pooping this weekend.
So what in the world? You were out wine tasting, but you were out in the mucky with the
No, pigs? Central Coast. Place is no. That? Paso Robles just is a, you know, you're out in the country. These are farmers. They're grape farmers, essentially. That's who's doing it. So when you go, they have chickens and they have all kinds of stuff running around.
Hmm. Okay. All right, in a moment, a view to the... Yeah. I miss my cows. I haven't been around any cows for a few months because I've been here. So
should've
I miss
come.
The cows. Yeah. the winners and losers. I have a couple of comments on the budget proposals and some things that have happened already as a result of the budget suggestions, which we'll get to in a moment here. 16 after the hour with the DJV Experience.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-573-0477.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 18 after the hour, the DJV Experience. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horan, and Victoria Keelan. So the announcement on Friday of what the president wants in his wish list to do to the budget circumstance that would be adopted in October, Homeland Security up, Pentagon up, and that sort of thing, the National Nuclear Administration. And then there were cuts that were announced, the ones I got excited about it. I think that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, some of these pure political plays like the Delta Regional Authority and the Denali Commission.
What does that even mean? Like, I don't even
know. Well, that's why this is such a wonderful exercise.
Yeah, I mean, if this gets rid of
whole conversation, look at all this stuff we're paying for. People don't even know what the hell it does.
Right, and if this has been hiding in a budget for years and years, then this is good news to get rid of it and bring it to
light. All right, so then there were people that were hooping and hollering because Meals on Wheels apparently.
Well, that one I don't agree with, yeah.
So, anyway, one of the good things that comes out of it, and you see how public activism works. Because of the budget proposal, it would cut Meals on Wheels, and I will tell you that it won't get cut. It might get cut a little, but it ain't going to be cut because it's too popular, and politicians will never kill stuff like this. But anyway, over the weekend, Americans donated 50 times more online than they normally would I think that the Meals on Wheels program is probably something that ought to be supported, but still it shows you what we can do if the government steps out of things. So that's something that I have, you know, it's kind of like looking at all of the money for the humanities and what goes to the arts and to museums and all of that stuff. That's great stuff. It's fabulous stuff. But we shouldn't, as taxpayers, be paying for it. We shouldn't. So then the EPA is going to get cut. But before they do, and they are going to get cut as much as Trump wants them to, they give them $100 million to help fix Flint's water issue. This has taken 4 years, and nobody in the Obama administration did a damn thing, and it took 4 weeks, and they took care of it.
No. This was $100 million that Obama gave them. This was not
a
Trump thing.
We didn't give them. We did.
Yes, this... Well, under Obama's administration, you know what I mean, he signed to give $100 million. This was not Trump.
So, well...
Trump would not give $100 million right now.
Under the circumstance, he didn't say no. Could have said no.
Well, it was already done.
Yeah, but they didn't have the money yet. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
I don't know.
You done started doing the
probably not to say anything. Just listen to the music, Chuck Berry. Listen to this. This is so. This was so Chuck Berry. All of the things he did was so Chuck Berry. Here's a guy that was a kid all of his life. He died over the weekend, for those of you who don't know. Referred to often by people from my era of radio. I started playing music in 1965, and I was for 9 years a disc jockey. I can't tell you how many times I played Chuck Berry's music. He was the father of rock and roll. He really was. And you've seen any number of obituaries over the weekend. He was a real rebel from start to finish. Rebellious music. I've seen a lot of great tributes to Berry since he died. He was very important in lots of different ways. Back in the early days of rock, Chuck Berry was supplying the backbeat to a lot of songs that you didn't know. Yeah, he had a lot of songs that he was identified with, but he was also in the studio with a lot of the other greats performing, because people asked, they knew him at the beginning and they knew his brilliance, his genius. Have you got Sweet Little 16? You do have that there, right? He did. This is Maybelline, the Sweet Little 16. Rockin' and Bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Heart of Texas. And around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis. Way down in New Orleans. All the cats want to dance with Sweet Little 16.
Doesn't this sound like the Beach Boys' Surfing USA would never have existed without this song?
No, well,
totally.
The Beach Boys,
it's like almost a blatant ripoff.
This was the first of the controversial songs that nobody thought about at the era. The things, I think last week or the week before, we played a bunch of songs that were politically incorrect. This was the first politically incorrect song about dating and making it with a 16-year-old.
Oh.
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if he was the first guest on American Bandstand. And
really?
I remember Dick Clark, who it was actually Philadelphia Bandstand when it got started because it was a local show until it went national a year or so after it got started. John Lennon said it shouldn't have been called rock and roll. It should have been called Chuck Berry. And he was a... People loved to get him on their radio programs. He provided a lot of music and a lot of great stuff. There was no Pandora, no Spotify back then. And no social media. The social media was the rock and roll disc jockeys, of which I was pleased. But I was 10 years into it. It was the 50s when this stuff got started. There's no real disc jockey today. All they do is talk about Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. They don't have a clue about the music. They don't talk about the music. That's why the guys that run radio stations, wonder why nobody's listening to their station. Because they don't have any good... There's one station in L.A. anymore. It's 100.3. They call it The Sound, Jennifer. And they play a lot of music from the 70s and 80s. But the jocks actually know what they're talking about, which is rare. Most of the people that are on these stations now just read cards. So anyway, this guy was the most important person in the history of rock and roll, in my opinion. And perhaps in saying that, he was the most important person to radio. I remember the stories about him when we get started. He would show up for a performance and he'd want his money in cash in an envelope or a
bag. I've heard that story too, and it's true.
before he would play, he wanted his money in cash. And that went on.
Make sure those checks don't bounce.
Yeah, right. Anyway, note the passing of Chuck Berry, the age of 90. It's 28 past the hour. Put in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren for the staple trolls. So I let out my wings and I...
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, the magnificence of radio is in your ear, and thank you for allowing us to be in your ear, which means we'll get to your head. If nothing else, we may not go any further than that, but that's far enough. The DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. The genius is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We'll get to Biff and Biff, some of the sports news. First, though, something that I find nonsensical has nothing to do with me being racist, because I'm not. You've heard me all talking about...
That's a whole separate story.
Importance. Well, I've been influenced a lot by a couple of movies that I've seen this winter. The 13th, mm-hmm. which is about the 13th Amendment, and I'm Not Your Negro. And it's brought me around to thinking a lot about slavery and the conditions, not only then, but now, in our prisons and just general opportunities and stuff. However, I don't think this is the way to fix it. Arkansas has had a day for both Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert E. Lee, the general, Confederate general. And so now the Arkansans want to give MLK his own holiday. He's been sharing that day with Robert E. Lee, as I said. I don't see why we're honoring Robert E. Lee. Actually, it's too bad he wasn't on the side of the Union, because he was a better general than preferably. If you study in history how smart General Robert E. Lee was, you would think it was too bad that he wasn't a Northern general, depending on where you're coming from. I know some of you are still fighting the Civil War down in Arkansas and Kentucky and down in Louisiana, wherever the hell you are, you know, keep fighting it. But this is a bill that would make sure the children know about the place the two men have in history. That's okay, but why we need another holiday? We don't need a holiday for Martin Luther King Jr., never mind. And I don't know whether there ought to be, like, we have President's Day. Should there be Black Americans Day? And then this, people are going to say, well, let's have a White Americans Day. I mean, these holidays get to be foolish. So on one hand, it's a good idea to separate out the value of what Martin Luther King Jr. did versus Robert E. Lee. They had nothing to do with each other other than, I suppose, you know, the fight over slavery. And Robert E. Lee would have been a slave, was a slave owner, in fact. But the civil rights movement, it ought to be that we're in school on these days talking about, it's the same as present a lot of these holidays. They ought to be where we don't honor these people anyway. How many people even remember when Martin Luther King Jr. Day was in January? What'd you do? You went out and you bought sheets or something.
Oh, no, I worked, I think. Didn't we just work?
Yeah, of course, we were on the air. Yeah. We don't allow holidays here. But, you know, Alabama,
don't
Mississippi.
Don't worry, we've noticed.
It will be the only states to have. It's the third Monday in January. I just don't see it. I don't see it. It's nonsense. It's good to have them separated, but it's also good for children especially to be in school. Adults pay no attention to why we have these holidays, so why should we have them? That would be my
editorial
point.
Economically, the holidays like that tend to be really good for the U.S. economy. I mean, they're good for shopping,
yeah,
they're good for traveling, they're good
fine.
For...
So have a shopper's holiday. Don't misname them and try to...
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be... Yeah, exactly.
You want a shopping holiday, then call it a shopping holiday.
Yeah.
The third Monday of every third month, you're a shopping holiday. And don't try to phony it up with attention to Martin Luther King Jr. or, in this case, Robert E. Lee or the president or anything else, because it's a joke. It's not. It's offensive, actually. I think it's offensive to have somebody tell me it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day and nobody pays any attention to it. They don't even know. Unfortunately, the kids coming along now, they don't have a clue who he even was. They don't know. They studied the 64 civil rights movement and all that stuff that led up to all those people. I mean, and it was, by the way, in my lifetime, in the 50s, blacks were hung in the South in the 50s. So you don't think that's a sobering experience for people who are alive today to know, and some of you maybe who are older than that are listening to this program maybe even saw blacks hung from trees in the 50s. These are, and by the way, some of them were people that were in the service, the Navy, the Army, during World War II, come back, not be able to find a job, become vagrants, and they'd get chased around and they'd get hung. That's the kind of thinking that there was in this country just 70 years ago, 65 years ago. Pretty disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, so on that backdrop, let's get to what's really important, March Madness. Continuing, the wife of Wichita State, wife of the coach, name is Greg Marshall. His wife's name is Lynn. What is her name? I'm trying to find her name here.
Did Wichita beat Kansas? I forget. We were in the car
Wichita
when that game
Gonza.
No, they lost.
They lost, yeah. Okay.
Right. So she got fouled out because she got up and yelled at the, the refs. I was looking at a picture of her. A good-looking lady. Not that that should be... Well, that's a sexist comment, isn't it? Huh? But Lynn Marshall is her name. she got boisterous, and she got up and yelled at the officials, and they said, "You're out of here."
She must have been yelling quite a bit because that takes, I mean, everyone has been yelling during these games. These are really heated, you know, intense games. So she must have been really over the top.
Apparently she was dropping some F-bombs or something like that. I don't think
of the kids.
I don't, don't think she was too happy that they lost.
Okay.
She's being passionate.
She loves her husband, obviously. That's good, but... the lesson here, lady, is keep your F-bombs to yourself.
Right.
All right. So let's see. What else is... baseball season starts, what is it, 2 weeks from this weekend? Or is it one week?
Before we move on from March Madness, can we confirm, did Villanova actually lose?
I don't know.
I don't get a confirmation from me. I could care less.
That's a bracket buster, if you ask me.
Is it?
All right. Back to
Duke lost, right? Did Duke lose?
Oh, I thought Duke won.
Did they?
I know Oregon won, and that's the game that I was watching yesterday. They won by 3 points, and that's who I have winning the whole thing. So if they lose, then I'm totally donezo.
All right, so...
I don't know. Do we find out about Villanova yet?
I'll
look it up.
Yeah, I think they lost.
I purposely don't do sports on this program, meaningful sports, because we don't, any of us, have a clue, and I don't want to sound like we don't know what
we're talking about. That's not true.
Like,
I don't have a clue about college basketball. That's why I asked.
The last 60 seconds has sounded completely clueless. You don't know who won this game, that game.
With March Madness, it's hard if you have
32 games.
It's hard if you have a life to keep up with all of it. You can't watch all of the games because there's a bunch of games going on at the same time. And so if you're doing anything else with your life, then you have to check the update the next day, and I just haven't had the update yet.
Right. And we were driving back last night, and every 5 minutes checking with Siri, because Siri will give you the scores of all the games that are happening. So just, Siri was our scoreboard, so Lewis could fill out his brackets while driving. Super safe.
And you didn't give him any starch, of course, at all for driving and doing the brackets.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I did.
And Duke did lose, which I hate them.
That's what I thought,
So, haha.
Hey, Lewis, get used to it. You're going to be married pretty soon. All right, let's see what happened to the baseball. This is what does excite me. That's the beginning of the baseball season, because for all kinds of reasons, including baseball, is kind of fun. But it opens, spring's first day is tomorrow, and it's the first day of the
it's
new...
It's always the first week of April,
Yes, the first weekend in April. And so we have tomorrow, we'll be celebrating beginning of spring. And it's also the beginning of the astrological calendar. Aries opens up. It's the first sign in the zodiac. So that'll be fun. But for the meantime, the only baseball news we can find today is that it's going to be... I did see one movie over the weekend. It was called Fitness. The Great Fit. Something to the Fit. It's a new movie that's in the art houses.
Are you watching workout DVDs? What do you?
No. This was the story of the CrossFit Games last year, and who won, men and women. I had no idea there was this much support. Nike sponsors it, and the winners got $265,000 for winning the fitness games. I thought that was pretty fabulous.
Is this like weightlifting and stuff?
No, well, it's all kinds of activities. Not just weightlifting, but it's all kinds of activities, athletic challenges that are sort of like races, and survival of the fittest,
literally. Yeah, my dad watches these sometimes, and they're crazy. I mean, they do all kinds of huge weightlifting, but then they're doing tons of push-ups, and I think one of the things I remember is they were doing basically upside-down push-ups, so they're vertical.
Jeez.
With their hands on the ground, and they're pushing themselves up and down. It's insane.
SpongeBob SquarePants, or whatever his name is, does those too, I think. All right, anyway.
I don't remember that part of the show, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, so what's the news here, Biff? Baseball is returning to the Olympics. Why?
That's the news.
Nobody can understand why they were taken out in the first place, right?
It's very bizarre, right? I mean, I don't know why, but I guess in 2020, the Olympic Games will be in, is it Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Yeah, and then so I guess they're going to do at least one baseball game and one softball game will be played in Fukushima, of course, which is where the earthquake and tsunami was in 2011, and then the big explosion of the nuclear power plant. So they spent $220 billion to make Fukushima habitable again, and Olympic organizers want to support that, which is fine, except some environmental groups groups like Greenpeace are saying that the radiation levels are still not healthy, and it's and especially not healthy for women and young children. So, I don't know, Japan probably won't get all of the good press that they're hoping to get from that.
What's the story with Trump going out, was it last week or the week before, Jennifer, talking about L.A. getting, should get yeah. the Olympics in... I think
it's really kind of
it.
Interesting because LA is in the bid to get the Olympics, and they were in contention with a bunch of other places, but now it's just between Paris and Los Angeles. And so what's weird is that Eric Garcetti, who's like hiring people to fight everything that Trump does ever, is actually working with Trump to secure the Olympics. And people were saying, and this is I had forgotten all about this. Remember back in 2009 when President Obama actually took some criticism and heat for flying himself to meet with the Olympics committee to lobby for Chicago, and then they immediately dumped him out of contention when he did that. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Trump has been really busy, like, negotiating, trying to get the Olympics or help Eric Garcetti get the Olympics to Los Angeles. I have a feeling it's a done deal, because if the Olympic Committee chooses Paris, which has so many security concerns over Los Angeles, I can't see it happening.
I think Los Angeles would be a great choice.
Yeah, it'd be good for the traffic here, that's for sure.
Oh God, that's the thing.
That's true, yeah.
Is that we had the Olympics back in the 80s, and everybody thought it was going to be a traffic nightmare, but businesses were given incentives for staggering their schedules. It was easy breezy and a piece of cake. I just don't know if this mayor has the starch to do that. The traffic has never been worse.
Ugh. And he took and the other thing that he takes credit for is fixing the and that was one of the things when I was looking at the budget numbers. Garcetti says he fixed the homeless problem in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so, he tripped over a homeless guy on the street.
Listen to this though. The budget cut, the suggestion in the budget mechanism that Trump put out last week was to cut money for homeless. On the same day, the state of California announced it was going to spend $3 billion to help the plight of the homeless. So every GD homeless person in the country will be coming. They didn't just all come here for the weather. Now they'll be coming because there'll be monetary incentives to come.
And the funny thing is he ran on this. Like, he wants to run for governor. He ran on fixing the traffic and the homeless problem. And there are not two worse things going on in Los Angeles. I mean, other than the crime has started to spike in L.A. But he could have talked about negotiating deals from, you know, bringing production back to Hollywood, because that's one of the things he's actually done. He's not. And people just go and they vote, and then we're handing out more money to the homeless, which there is a ton of money going into programs already for the homeless. The people that are on the streets are people who want to be on the
streets.
How about
we get jobs for the homeless that know how to work, that are mentally and physically
there are a lot of places that are doing that, and they're transitioning people from homelessness. Mm-hmm. There's that Crystallis house or whatever. It's one of the things that I've supported in the past, and they transition people, but it's a slow process when it's a private foundation. So
it's also the people that are out there that I see, at least, are people that want to be there because either they have mental health issues or they're drug addicts, and they don't want rules imposed on them, so they like this. And it's just, I mean, we can't imagine it, but the people I know, I mean, there are homeless shelters in my area that sit empty at night because the people like it.
It's the same in New York City. I mean, the homeless problem in New York City right now is the worst that it's ever been in the 10 years that I've been here. And it's certainly, I mean, I grew up an hour outside of the city, so my family, we were always coming into the city. And, you know, the Giuliani years, that was accurate. There were, like, no homeless people, and it was a joke. Where did they all
go? Shoot them on sight.
Yeah, it was like, where did they all disappear to? Like, a spaceship took them away? And now they're everywhere. I mean, it's really bad. I don't know what the answer is, but
I'm sure
bad.
The $3 billion we lost to help fix the problem here, just we'll feed them, and we'll give them blankets, and they can sleep under. We used to be able, when we crossed over from the old house over in Entrada to the beach, you walk underneath it, and it scared everybody that would go into there, the stuff that was going on. Oof. Mm. All right, anyway, so that takes care of
that's
some
sports.
Of the sports. There it is. 10 before the hour here of DJV.
What we would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
All right, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk Report, Tech Talk time, with a focus on really bad stuff going on at ATMs. Look out for this one. Victoria will have that story for us in a moment, along with Netflix and some of the things that it's doing. So let's get to the meat, the heart of the matter. As soon as I tell you about the absolutely perfect job ZipRecruiter is doing for people who listen to this program. ZipRecruiter.com, working for your business, getting a job for your company, following your rules to get your best candidate. Posting your job at ZipRecruiter.com does nothing but make sense, because your job will be posted on all the job sites. You just one click, and that's it. That's all you have to do. One click. At ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, no emails, no calls, no screening. It's all done for you, rating the potential employees. So you can look at all the info and the data and say, okay, I want to hire that person. All right, do it with ZipRecruiter. Easy, very easy. Easy, easy, parcheesi. What's that expression?
I think you just did it.
Is that it? Okay.
I think so.
ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free. Use it free. We made that deal. Free use of ZipRecruiter. It's used by all the big companies, medium-sized companies, thousands and thousands of people right now. have jobs posted at ZipRecruiter.com. So go there, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post your jobs free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, so here we are with this ATM scam. Man, I'll tell you something. Every day you got to wonder if these people stay up at night trying to figure this stuff out.
I know. It's a pretty scary ATM scam. It started in London, and now it's been reported on Long Island and across the five boroughs of New York City. It's a very, very tiny camera that has been glued to an ATM that's right above where the cash dispenser is, which is also where the keypad is. And essentially, these people have, a few of them have been busted, but most of the time they haven't been. So they have a skimmer that takes your card number, and then the tiny, tiny camera, and I mean, this is the size of a pinhole. It's so small. And they have some pictures that the police have tweeted showing how tiny these cameras are. And what they do is they'll have your card number from the skimmer, and then they watch you put your pin in. So now they have all of your information basically with that. They have your PIN number, but they also can make a new card with a 3D printer. All they need is the number and your PIN. And so this is a dangerous scam. Anytime you're using an ATM that is not inside of a bank, and even then some, be extra cautious. Always inspect the ATM machine. Look for scratches or any place where it looks like someone might have tampered with the machine. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing you always need to do is while you're typing in your PIN, cover your numbers with your other hand, because that will block any of the cameras and the angle. So the police are saying, please make sure that this is just a habit that everyone does. Cover your keypad while you're putting in your PIN.
All right, so there's that. Those of you who are upset with Netflix, when you and I have fallen into this, we sat and watched House of Cards, and you might go through two or three episodes, and the intro takes so much time,
right?
Like you could take a nap.
Right.
So Netflix is going to fix that, apparently, yeah?
Apparently enough people have complained about this, and House of Cards seems to be the show that people keep referencing. Yeah. And so Netflix is going to introduce a skip intro button, and it's been rolling out to a few different cities over the past few weeks. Netflix hasn't made this an official announcement yet, but users are realizing they can skip it, so it's going to become a full rollout, I believe, within the next week or two. So you won't have to sit through all that. Also in Netflix news, they are changing their rating system. So it's no longer going to be a 5-star rating system. It will just be a thumbs up or thumbs down option like YouTube has, like Facebook uses, Pandora. Netflix reportedly said that the new system of thumbs up, thumbs down gets 200% more responses. So, because it's super easy to hit thumbs up or thumbs down. So Netflix is going to roll out with that feature too.
There's a tech gap between rural and urban areas, problems it creates in it's not just people streaming. Parts of Ohio, for example, residents say that they have to choose between country living and decent internet. One mother said it's going to affect our children in the long run who aren't getting the same opportunities. A lot of rural areas are either ahead of the game or behind it. Interesting, 50% of rural residents in the U.S. get speeds over 25 megabits per second. In urban areas, the number is 94% with access. So it's less in the rural areas. That's because there's only one provider in a lot of these areas. You get more competition, and that's what some of the states are trying to do. So if you don't have competition in your area, go argue, don't complain to the local Gestapo, all right? It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.